In January, I will increase the price of the Thinking in English Patreon subscription service. The price will increase by 25% for the English listener tier and English learner tiers. Currently, these are £4 and £8 a month, about $5 or $10 a month. But if you join right now in December, you will be able to join for the current price and you will never have to pay more. Why should you join now? Join to benefit from our conversation clubs where you can practice speaking with fascinating people about great topics. Join to listen to extra Thinking in English episodes. Join to access extra vocabulary and study activities with the transcripts. And if you join Patreon right now, you can save 15% if you pay annually. Click the link in the description now or go to patreon.com/thinkinginenglish. Hello, I'm Tom Wilkinson, and welcome to the Thinking in English podcast, a podcast for intermediate to advanced level English learners. Argentina has elected Javier Milei as their new president. Milei has described himself as a libertarian and anarcho-capitalist. But what does this mean? What is an anarcho-capitalist? Let's discuss this on today's episode of Thinking in English. You can find a full transcript for free over on the Thinking in English blog. The link is in the description. And here is today's vocabulary list. Libertarian. Libertarian. A person who advocates for individual freedom, limited government, and the free market. For example, many libertarians argue that we should reduce the government's involvement in citizens' lives. Anarcho-capitalism. Anarcho-capitalism. A political ideology and economic theory supporting the elimination of the state, emphasizing voluntary interactions, private property, and free market capitalism. For example, anarcho-capitalists believe that a society without a centralized government would be fairer and more efficient. Nickname. Nickname. An informal name given to someone, often reflecting their characteristics. For example, Javier Milei embraces his nicknames, the Crazy and the Whig, due to his unconventional appearance and outspoken personality. Anarchist. Anarchist. A person who advocates for a society without government or central authority. As in, anarchists want a society where individuals cooperate freely without the need for a governing body. Free market. Free market. An economic system where prices and wages are determined by competition and supply and demand. For example, supporters of free markets argue that competition leads to better outcomes for consumers. Limited government. Limited government. A political philosophy advocating for minimal government intervention in personal and economic affairs. As in, libertarians want a more limited government. Private property. Private property. Ownership of assets and resources by individuals or private organizations. As in, the concept of private property is central to capitalist economies where individuals have the right to own, use, and exchange resources as they see fit. Javier Milei has been elected as the new president of Argentina. He gained 56% of the national vote after appealing to the millions of Argentinians fed up with their country's economic instability and ongoing problems. Milei's election has given me the opportunity to make an episode that I have been wanting to create for over a year. Millet describes his political ideology or philosophy as libertarian or anarcho-capitalist. What does this mean? Well, today we are going to take a look at these radical philosophies. We will discuss anarchism, libertarianism, and anarcho-capitalism. We will think about the misconceptions surrounding these beliefs, as well as the differences between the ideas. But first, who exactly is Javier Milei? Milei is not your typical presidential candidate. His supporters have given him the nicknames the Crazy and the Whig. If you see a photo of him, you'll understand why he is sometimes called the Whig. The 53-year-old economist's hair has been compared to a combination of former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, the Marvel character Wolverine, and Elvis Presley. Politically, however, Milei has been influenced by the election of right-wing populists like Donald Trump and Jair Bolsonaro. Milei is self-described as a libertarian and anarcho-capitalist. His main policies include dramatically cutting public spending in Argentina, and he wants to get rid of the Argentinian national currency and replace it with the US dollar. Some of his other, less orthodox suggestions have included legalizing the sale of human organs and even human children. Milei's personality and loud criticism of Argentina's political establishment has gained him a lot of popularity. Throughout his campaign, Milei carried a chainsaw with him to symbolize the chainsaw he is going to take to Argentina's state. In other words, he wants to show that he is going to cut as much as possible. Before entering politics 2 years ago, Milei was a regular guest on Argentinian TV shows. He made a name for himself criticizing Argentinian politicians and talking about the country's issues with inflation. Many experts predict Milei's government will be more moderate than his current policies. His party only controls a small number of the total seats in Argentina's parliament. However, hundreds of articles have been written about Milei and his political beliefs in recent weeks. As I mentioned before, he has described himself as an anarcho-capitalist and a libertarian. But what does this mean? What is an anarcho-capitalist? What is a libertarian? Well, let's take a look at these important political terms. But before anarcho-capitalism, and before libertarianism, I think we should start with the concept of anarchy. Anarchism, anarchy, and anarchists are perhaps the most misunderstood of all the different political ideologies and beliefs. If there is a riot, public protest, or an incident of disorder, people are quick to talk about anarchy. The stereotype is that anarchism means lawlessness, violence, and chaos. Many people seem to believe that anarchism is the belief in a world without rules, where chaos can exist freely. This is not true. Let's take a look at what anarchism really means. One of the best definitions comes from Peter Kropotkin. He says, "Anarchism is a name given to a principle or theory of life and conduct under which society is conceived without government. Harmony in such a society being obtained not by the submission to law or by obedience to any authority, but by free agreements conducted between various groups, territorial and professional, freely constituted for the sake of production and consumption, as also for the satisfaction of the infinite variety of needs and aspirations of a civilized being." Now, that might be slightly confusing, it's quite a long quote. But in other words, Anarchism believes in a free society of free individuals. There is no one all-powerful leader or authority like a government or state to control people. Instead, society is formed through cooperation and maintained with direct democracy, freedom, equality, and autonomy. I think a useful way to understand anarchism is to compare the common stereotypes with the actual philosophy. For example, the stereotype of anarchy is that it involves chaos, disorder, and lawlessness. In reality, most anarchists actually want to replace hierarchy, like a president or government being above you, with alternative forms of society. They don't want a lawless and chaotic society. They want a fairer society where everyone has equal influence. Another stereotype is that anarchism is antisocial. It is often associated with antisocial behaviours like rioting or looting. The opposite is actually true. Anarchism is fundamentally a social philosophy. It focuses on cooperation and mutual help. Otherwise, their societies would never exist. Anarchism is often associated with radical left-wing thought. Many anarchists tend to be anti-capitalist, and socialism and communism can have connections to the philosophy of anarchism. If you want to know more about anarchism, I recommend checking out the writings of Mikhail Bakunin, Peter Kropotkin, or Rudolf Rocker. While Javier Milei shares some beliefs with the philosophy of anarchism, he cannot be considered left-wing. Milei, instead, has been described by some people as a libertarian. Libertarianism and anarchism share some similar beliefs. Some people even describe the philosophies as two sides of the same coin. And the original libertarians, so I think back in France in the 19th century, the original libertarians were actually anarchists. Anarchism and libertarianism both believe in individual liberty and freedom. They both believe in a limited role for governments. And they both believe that interactions should be voluntary rather than compulsory. You should be able to choose yourself what to do rather than the government telling you. However, there are some pretty major differences between the two philosophies. Today, the meaning of libertarian and libertarianism has been redefined by the right wing of the United States political parties. Libertarianism is now a political philosophy, at least in English. I should mention that in other languages, libertarian still refers to anarchists. But in English, libertarianism is a political philosophy that emphasizes individual liberty, free markets, and limited government. It advocates for the maximum possible individual freedom and the smallest possible amount of state intervention in both personal and economic matters. Libertarians place a high value on individual freedom and autonomy. They argue that individuals have the right to live their lives as they see fit, make their own choices, and do what makes them happy, without interference from the government or other authorities. While anarchists tend to want the complete end of the state, libertarians want a minimal state, the smallest state possible while there is still a state. In the libertarian world, the state and government only perform the most important functions, like protecting individual rights or maintaining some basic laws. Libertarians believe in free market capitalism and argue against the interference of governments in the economy. While Javier Milei is often described as a libertarian in news reports, he himself has used the term anarcho-capitalist. So, what is an anarcho-capitalist? Well, anarcho-capitalism is a political philosophy and economic theory that advocates for the elimination of the state and the establishment of a society based on voluntary interactions, private property, and free market capitalism. It is the right-wing capitalist equivalent of anarchism. Anarcho-capitalists argue for a society in which all services, including those traditionally provided by the government, are provided by private, voluntary exchanges in the marketplace. This might sound a little confusing, so let me give you some examples. Traditional societies have police forces paid for by taxpayers to provide security. An anarcho-capitalist might argue for private security firms and that individuals should be able to choose or not choose the protection of these firms. A traditional society has education, at least some education, funded and operated by the government. An anarcho-capitalist would argue that all education should be private. In a traditional society, the government has a role in the maintenance and operation of infrastructure, like roads and bridges. Anarcho-capitalists would suggest that all roads and all bridges should be owned and operated by private companies. Anarcho-capitalism, like anarchism, believes in a society without the state. The state should be replaced by private governance. The major difference between anarchism and anarcho-capitalism is in its views on the economy. Anarcho-capitalism embraces capitalism. It's in its name. Anarcho-capitalists believe in a society of private property and free market capitalism. I think looking at a few of Javier Milei's statements would be a useful demonstration of this. So famously, in interviews during the election campaign, he stated that the sale of human organs and children are just other markets. Now, in the interviews, he didn't say that he would sell his own children or his own organs, or that he would encourage anyone to do such things. Right? He didn't say that. Instead, he said it wasn't up to him or the government to decide what can or can't be sold. So, while anarchists and anarcho-capitalists agree that the state should be removed, they disagree on the economic system that should replace it. We've now looked at the definitions of anarchism, libertarianism, and anarcho-capitalism. These are all radical political ideologies that all want a reduction or complete removal of the state. Javier Milei is the new president of Argentina. He has described himself as an anarcho-capitalist. So does this mean that Argentina will now become an anarcho-capitalist country? Will Milei actually be able to remove the country's economic institutions and replace the currency? Probably not. He faces challenges. Milei's party has limited representation in Congress, and he will need support from various different political factions to implement his policies. Economically, Milei's proposed reforms, such as complete dollarization, so taking the US dollar as the currency, or shutting down the central bank, these policies have become a little milder, with a focus on more sustainable measures to control inflation. He will probably try to give the bank more independence, rather than remove it completely, and will likely stop the government from printing new money. One thing Milei could change, though, is his country's international relations. Signs seem to indicate that he will be seeking stronger relationships with the United States and move away from other Latin American countries and China. China and Brazil are currently very important trading partners for Argentina. But Milei has been highly critical of both of these countries during his campaign. So while Milei's policies are quite radical, Argentina's struggling economy could actually benefit from some radical changes. Whether Milei is successful or not will depend on a lot of different factors, including his ability as a leader. And we will have to wait and see if Milei's right-wing libertarianism and anarcho-capitalism can actually help solve Argentina's struggles with inflation and economic instability. So here is today's final thought. Today we have looked at the election of Argentina's new president, Javier Milei, and discussed the ideologies of anarchism, libertarianism, and anarcho-capitalism. As a self-described anarcho-capitalist and libertarian, Milei brings radical ideologies to the forefront of Argentine politics. Will he remove the state bank and replace the national currency? That would be difficult. But he will bring a radically different perspective on the economy into the Argentinian government. But what do you think? How would you describe your government's political ideology? Do you have a libertarian government, or a socialist government, or a conservative government? How would you describe your country's government? Let me know by leaving a comment on Spotify, a comment on the Thinking in English transcript over on the blog, or reach out to me on Patreon or Discord. Those are the best places to get in contact with me. In fact, as I said right at the beginning of this episode, the price for a Patreon membership will be increasing by 25% in January. So join now. If you want to join, join right now this December. You will save 25%. And in fact, if you join annually, if you pay for a whole year, you will save a further 15%. So join right now. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time. Goodbye.